When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. These are the Beach Boys. And this is called Be True to Your School. Keep it going, Lori Lynn. This is waking everybody up.
With a letter on front, I'm one for football and track.
I'm proud to wear it now when I cruise around the other parts of the town. I got my decal and badge, so be true to your school.
Be True to Your School by the Beach Boys. I like to say, here on You Get the Blessings, we do things just a little differently than maybe most Christian programs. So that song was our lead-in today because our guest is a true friend. And makes me cry because...
he cried just looking at me.
When I think about Ted Blank, our guest today, I just remember 16 years ago, him looking at me and saying, I'm going to be your true friend, and this is what we're going to do together. And it really did positively impact my life in such a way that between him being here and getting to listen to the Beach Boys, I'm crying for no apparent reason, which really messes up the show. So I'm Bo Mitchell. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm going to quit crying and introduce our special guest, Ted Blank. Ted, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an interesting experience here with Bo Mitchell crying like a baby for no reason at all.
No, Ted, you helped me because in my darkest period, you were a true friend.
You know why?
Tell me.
I think in that small, quiet voice, God said, Ted, here's something you should do. He certainly didn't shout it out because he never shouts at me. I have to dig it out.
Well, we'll explain a little bit of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that I was financially just so upside down, and Ted just said, I'm going to find a real estate opportunity. We're going to do it together, and I'm going to help you and your wife, Gary, get back on your feet. And it worked. They don't all work, but that one worked.
And the audience is thinking that Ted Blank must have had a lot of money. No, he was as broke as Bo Mitchell. But we were blessed with that.
No, you weren't as broke as me because I was negative, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
But thank you, Ted, for being my friend. And listeners, this program exists because we want to bless you by introducing you to guests like Ted Blank and letting you hear pieces of their lives that hopefully will inspire you and encourage you. So thanks for tuning in today. I'm not crying anymore. I'm back to happy. In fact, I'm fired up. But seriously, the combination of the Beach Boys and Be True to Your School and Teddy J. Blank just made me want to weep a little bit. I'm over it, folks. It's okay. Crying's good. But Ted, tell us about your background. Where were you born? And what was it like around your place growing up as a little Ted J. Blank?
Well, little Ted was raised on a pig farm, pig and corn farm in central Indiana, and went to school at Purdue and thought, I'm going back and be a farmer. And that changed because I didn't want to work that hard. And then I thought, well, I'm going to be a teacher and teach little guys how to be ag people, teach them FFA, Future Farmers of America. And I student taught, and I said, this isn't going to work.
0-2.
So I went
back. That's
all
right. You were exploring all
that. I got an ag economics degree and said, I want to be a banker. And that did work.
So it did?
That did. But I was raised up in a wonderful agricultural 4-H FFA sports community. My mom drug me to Catholic church every Sunday with my two brothers. My dad stayed home and worked or read the paper. I didn't have a clue who Jesus was because I couldn't speak Italian.
So they were teaching you about Catholicism, and they were speaking Italian, and you weren't quite hearing any of it.
I wasn't getting it.
Well, what point did you get it?
When I moved to Denver.
So
20 years ago, 25 years
ago. And how did that first open your eyes? How were your eyes and your heart first opened to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Probably like a lot of us, until we need Him, we don't pay attention. We don't listen. We don't try. We don't seek. And I was in a very needy position, living in Grand Junction, Colorado, in 1982, when the market there, real estate market, which is what I do, stopped. And it didn't slow down. It stopped.
By the way, that's okay. God doesn't panic. He waits for us, and He's okay meeting us at the very point of our need. So it works both ways. That's when we respond, but He's always right there ready to allow us to do that.
Financially, we were a wreck. Emotionally, family, it was all a mess. And we moved to Denver for business reasons, but thank goodness we moved in next to a Christian family that you know very well. And they invited us to Christmas Eve service, 1985, Cherry Hills Community Church. And we looked at each other and we said, I think our kids need this.
This sure would be good for somebody else.
Let's go to church here.
You and your wife, Linda looked at each other and said, boy, this would be good for the little ones.
Our two-year-old and our four-year-old, we said, they need some churching, so... We started going to Cherry Hills, and we needed the churching, and we kind of found it there, and that's still our church home 25 years later.
Wow. So they just finally set it in a way, style-wise, whatever, or your need was there, and you were open to, okay, I get it for the first time.
Yeah, I kind of get it. We're still all getting it, but I kind of got it for the first time.
Well, we've talked on this program about people spend their entire lives kicking the tires and never buy the car out of who knows what. They don't feel worthy, don't feel like they could be forgiven, they don't quite understand everything or have all their questions answered. But the point is, if you go to a church and you find it and you're just kicking the tires, there's a surprise waiting for you, because Christ can get a hold of you and say, come on in, welcome. It's fine, it's not as scary as it seemed to be.
It's hard to sit there and not have something tickle you in your soul.
And that happened for you, and you've become a very successful businessman. So God kind of restored you financially, and I think you're one of the hardest working, most level-headed guys I've ever been around, and I'm thankful that you pursued me as a friend.
Yep.
So tell us a little about your business life now, and I love what you all do with your national real estate group.
Yeah, I've been in commercial real estate pretty much since day one in Grand Junction, and 1979, and moved to Denver in 1985, and focused on commercial real estate with a bent towards the creative side and commercial real estate exchanges, and started networking nationally very early on in my career, and I think that's one of the things that I do well, at least I do it a lot.
And I think you do it well.
One of the groups that I got connected with, which is a by invitation only kind of group called the Society of Exchange Counselors. We meet six times a year around the country. Bo, you've been there and have spoken to them once,
and they never asked me back.
Well, no, I think.
Did I do something wrong?
No, I think you were there twice. Maybe Gary came the second time, doing a little training for us. But this group's not only successful real estate people, there's a core of them that are pretty strong Christians. And we meet six times a year, which is kind of unique in our industry because you see the same people over and over, so you get really close. But those meetings last from Sunday through Wednesday. every Tuesday morning, a group of us meet for fellowship. Everybody's invited. About 20 to 30% show up, but show up every Tuesday of that meeting at 7:30. So they get up a little early, they get their coffee a little early, and then we sit and we share. And we pray for each other. We talk about what good books we're reading. We talk about what's going on at your church. We talk about our challenges. We talk about our praises. If someone has a health issue, we'll pray over them, ask for healing. So it's an interesting bent on real estate group that some people say the most I get out of your three-day meeting is that morning one-hour session.
Goes way beyond real estate.
Goes way beyond real estate.
And you're listening to the voice of Ted Blank, my guest today on You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, the host today, and we're just excited to have Ted and pray that what he shares will encourage you, inspire you in your life. So as a businessman, you don't have a problem now, tastefully, in the right way, in the right time, stepping over that line into people's personal lives and thinking, well, we're here for reasons. We're serious business people, but we're here for more reasons than that.
I'll steal something from Coach McCartney. Heard him say this at one of the big events. The coach said, or somebody was interviewing him, and he said, I'm not a coach that happens to be a Christian. I'm a Christian that happens to be a coach.
Wow.
And I've always remembered that. I think that that's what all of us are supposed to be, is I'm a baker, or I'm a Christian that happens to be a baker, not the other way around.
Amen.
I'm an attorney, or a Christian that happens to be an attorney. And hopefully Ted Blank's trying to be a Christian that happens to be a real estate guy.
So speaking of the integrity involved there, because you're at a higher standard if you're wearing that label of Christian, tell me what integrity means to you as Ted Blank, the real estate businessman, and Ted Blank the Christian, and Ted Blank the individual who's lapping those two together.
Lumping and lapping. I think that if you're in the public, at a meeting, whatever, people should be able to look at you and watch you and kind of make an educated guess that you're either following scripture or you're not following scripture. That you're, I don't know that even that you have to be a Christian, but that you're a quality person or you're not. And integrity has to do with what you do when everyone doesn't know, when everyone isn't watching. When you treat people fairly and you're out in front, I mean, even on your IRS, if you fill out your forms right and send it in, are you doing that because of integrity? I think not. I think you're doing it because they're checking you. Well, if there's somebody checking you, that's not integrity. It's what you do when nobody's checking you, when nobody can see, and you're doing what's right, whether it costs you or doesn't cost you, whether you're a person of your word. When I got into real estate, my dad, who was a banker and a farmer, said, son, you're leaving your job at the bank and you're getting into real estate? You're way too honest to be a real estate guy. I go, well, thanks, Dad, for that support.
That's a good compliment, though.
And I hopefully, if you ask people, well, what do you think of Ted? They might not say he's the sharpest guy, but they won't say he took advantage of me.
Amen. So let's talk a little more about this, because you just stated that well on integrity, and I don't want someone to get confused that's listening and think we're talking about perfection, because Ted and I are the first two that would say, oh no, we're certainly not perfect, but we are attempting to live obediently and do things right. So if you have a dark side that makes you hesitant about coming into a relationship with Christ, and you just think, oh no, I'm way too much of a sinner to ever be a part of this group that has a Lord and Savior in Jesus Christ. That's faulty thinking too, isn't it?
Absolutely, because I can remember those good old days. And you know, even today, and to me, we got a check the other day in the mail. My partner in that entity, that partnership, has been dead for 5 years. Love the guy. George's wife is still living, but the deal basically was over years ago. And we got a check we weren't expecting for a decent amount of money. And I had to think, what's the right thing to do here, Ted? It doesn't always come naturally, because I think if Belts was here, he'd say our nature has a sin side to it. We're bent away from God. We're not little gods walking around. I go, okay, what's the right thing to do? We got to send the widow a check.
Wow.
And she would have never known. Nobody would have ever known. We could have kept the money. But integrity takes a decision. It's not just automatic.
Did I have
No, you didn't have a check coming. Different partnership.
Oh, sure. I don't remember getting that call. Yeah. So it's just interesting to me, having known you so well, Ted, for whatever it is now, 20 plus years, and seeing you live this out, not to perfection, but certainly to a much higher standard than the world normally sees. Why are you so comfortable, you and Linda, taking your God-given business talents and using it not only to pay your own bills and build your own life and your own success, but to take those same talents and use them over in the nonprofit world and help people, ministers who aren't trained as business people, that need exactly what you have to offer as a businessman? Why does that jump so natural for you? Or maybe a better question is, why is it so complicated for so many others that see these two as separate worlds, and yet here you are living proof it can be done and done well, lumped together, merged?
I'll say this easier than I can do this. It's all His. It's all God's. But we have to think of that every day. It just doesn't come natural that it's all His. But if you think through it, well, it's His, how do I administer it? Whether I had a friend tell me once, be a hilarious giver. You know who that was?
Mm-mm.
You.
I was probably in need of a gift.
Yeah, you probably were. Be a hilarious giver. And I thought, what does that mean? I think that means enjoy it. Look forward to it. Have fun with it. But it doesn't just mean money. Be a giver of your time and your talents. And I think we as business people, that's needed as much, and if not more, than our checkbook. Donating some time and some energy and some talent to a board, whether it's the Boy Scouts or a church or whatever, those people that work in those jobs are so gifted. Their heart is in such the right point, but they are maybe not gifted in the areas that we are, and that they need that. And we need to get the blessing from them when we're in there helping them, because the folks that they're dealing with bless us all the time.
So it's a beautiful partnership, and that blessing goes both ways.
Goes both ways. They need what we've got, and we need what they've got.
Okay, so a little more rapid fire here, if you don't mind, as we move towards the close. But our guest today is Ted Blank. He's a businessman. He's married to the beautiful Linda, has two beautiful boys, and now a daughter-in-law. And
no grandbabies yet, but we're doing our part. We're encouraging them.
Encouraging them. Kids, you know, seriously, I got to tell this story. When my son Andy's wife, Dana, who's an ace, when she called and they were on the phone and said, we're calling to tell you we're pregnant. And I said, Dana, we are so proud of you for having sex with our son. And yeah. She said, Bo, I am so proud to have a father-in-law that talks to me this way. But we keep it clean, but on the edge, folks, whether it's radio or real life. I want to ask you this, because I get to see this in your life every day, but they say when you die and you go to heaven, is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian that we should let you in here? So what does that look like to you? What would some points of evidence be that we should be concentrating on right now?
Well, we don't get in there by works. So it's not based on the things that we've done. But if our heart's in the right place, we're going to do the things that are the evidence that I think you're talking about. And that's treating people with integrity, treating them fairly. It's participating with that nonprofit with a little bit of your time and your talent and your treasures. But to me, it needs to jump off the page almost that, hey, look at that guy. He's doing what he should be doing. I would bet he's probably a Christian. Doesn't make any difference, but bet he is one of those. Every once in a while, somebody come up. Are you one of us? Are you a Christian? Go, yeah. Why'd you ask? Oh, just what you're doing. I just probably thought you were. So,
good stuff.
Is there enough evidence to convict you when you get up there with St. Peter? Hopefully there is.
Okay,
but it's
so
not by works.
As partners, I got the kind of wild-haired side of things out here, and Ted's always the control, detailed person, and we're, together we are one good man. Blending skills. So I'm going to really mess you up right now. You're not going to like this, but I'm going to do a quick word association. So I'm going to say the word or
I
the
hate
name,
these.
And I want you just to respond with whatever pops in your head, okay? Ready?
No.
Here we go. Your wife, Linda.
Jesus.
You can say a little more than one word. I say the one word. You say.
When I need to see what Jesus looks like, I look at her.
Wow. How about parenting?
Screwed up.
What do you mean?
Could have done better. Probably could have done better.
What should it look like then?
I think most of us out there, guys, nod your head if you agree, are going to be better grandpas than we were dads.
I think you're too hard on yourself,
well,
by the
way.
Well,
could be. I don't know.
How about money?
The thing you want to say is gift. It's his, but that's a hard one for us businessmen. Boy, I'm smart. I made some good money this year. You didn't, Ted.
This game's making you crazy. We're playing here, so I'm
going
to do one more.
Let's do one more,
we'll quit. Ready? Golf.
Excellent. I am an excellent golfer. Like Rich Beach said after he missed that ball three times on the tee.
Wait a minute. You got to tell the whole story.
No, I can't tell the whole story, but we had a...
He swung and missed three times,
and
it's on video.
And he turned around and looked at the camera after missing the ball the third time, and he said, this is a really tough course. That's a little bit of my game.
See, you're too hard on yourself again, Ted. So that's Ted Blank, our guest today on You Get the Blessing. And I would say Ted's life is as a Christian who happens to be a businessman and as a great husband and dad and friend, is a testimony that I hope you all respond to and think to yourselves, I want to move in that direction. I want to be more involved with taking the talents and skills God's given me to help those in need. So think as you're in your car today, home, wherever you are listening, think, what could I do? What could I do that might help someone who's not trained in the same way I'm trained? So, Ted, I just think you've encouraged a lot of people today, and I hope that's an encouragement to you to keep doing just what you're doing.
Thank you, Bo.
You're a good guest and a good friend. And I would just close out this segment by saying one thing that Ted didn't mention on the evidence that makes us men and women of faith. We need to be reading our scripture because for life-changing truth in this day and age, too often we go to the internet or the sports section, or even the person sitting to our right and our left. And I would say, take that Bible off the shelf, dust it off, and dig in there. Just start in the book of John, read about the life of Christ, maybe start in the book of Proverbs, read a chapter a day, just little bullet pieces of truth that will impact your mind and your heart. So understand that that's one thing I think we need to be doing that's evidence of our commitment to Christ. And another would be our communication with God comes in the form of prayer. The word speaks to us, he communicates to us. But when we get quiet and say, I don't even know how to pray, what do I pray, God? That's when prayer opens up. That's what he wants, is to hear our voice calling out to him and agreeing with him. So that may sound crazy to you, but please do it. And I'm going to pray to close this show out. Lord, I thank you for Ted Blank, and I thank you for the way he's wired as your businessman. I pray you'd continue to use him and bless him in the business world because of the impact it has in building your kingdom, Lord. So thank you for this program, every listener that's tuned in, and for Ted and Linda and the witness they bring every day to everybody they come in touch with. We pray in your name. Amen. Thanks for tuning in to You Get the Blessing. We'll see you next week right here.
Thank you, Bo.
Says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.